Well, Governor Rauner declined an interview with us this week. We were able to chat with the outgoing Lieutenant Governor, Evelyn Sanguinetti. Daisy Contreras sat down with her to talk about her upbringings with a Cuban mother, an Ecuadorian father, her influence on Governor Rauner's policies, and what it's meant to be the first Latina Lieutenant Governor in the country.
This position has received an incredible facelift, and it all happened not because I'm like so cool, right? It happened because you saw us both on the same ticket 4 years ago. The governor picked his lieutenant governor and they ran together on the same ticket. So if you voted for Bruce 4 years ago, you inevitably got me. Right? And this was significant because it shows you that Bruce and I were in sync and are in sync, and we were able to hit the ground running because we picked one another. In times past, the lieutenant governor and the governor ran separately, so they were not always in sync. And I've heard rumors that at times they did not see eye to eye, right? But that was not the case with Bruce and I.
Do you think that your unique background, your personal experiences growing up, going through hunger, having parents that are immigrants, being Latina, did that influence any of the policies that Governor Rauner put through, came to you and asked for some advice on those issues?
Oh, yeah. So listen, I've always had his ear. That doesn't mean he does everything I tell him to do, but I think the relationship has been a very, very positive one. So I've always been very empathetic. And I like to listen to people. And that's what I did in the state of Illinois, traveling to all 102 counties and talking to the people of rural Illinois, for instance, the farmers. And they remind me a lot of our people. And so a lot of them were saying, listen, we need to be able to survive. A lot of us are losing our farms. We need to be able to grow and sell hemp in order to stay afloat. We need to diversify our farms. It's not a Latino issue per se, but I do have empathy for people that are facing hard times, because growing up, it seemed to be one hard time after the next, right? And I was able to take that message over to Bruce, bring him experts, and bring him to the table. But I think it's my background of listening to underserved communities, because I came from one, and finding ways to move the needle. And I do feel that my relationship with Bruce has been a healthy one, because I've been able to open his heart and mind to a lot of issues. The Trust Act was another one. I have great hope for JB and Juliana. I hope that they're able to have that sort of trust where they could respectfully disagree and agree.
There have been talks and just a lot of speculation that the incoming lieutenant governor is going to be more present, more involved. Do you disagree or agree with that critique?
Well, I've met Juliana Stratton, and we've talked on the phone, and I wished her well. My predecessor, Sheila Simon, did the same thing. When Bruce and I won, she picked up the phone, and she first said, congratulations. And the second thing that she said was, what can I do to make this transition seamless? And that's exactly what I did. We had a great conversation. And to me, I don't look at it as a competition of who's going to do more. I worked very hard. I don't think I could have worked any harder. I went through all 102 counties and headed a bunch of task forces for the governor, as well as my statutory duties. But, you know, the more she can do, over and above, more power to her, because at the end of the day, we all benefit. You, me, and all of Illinois. We're all Illinoisans.
Moving forward, what do you see as your greatest accomplishment or the legacy that you will leave behind for this office of Lieutenant Governor?
So I'm proud of a lot of accomplishments. So the first project that Bruce had given me was to chair the Task Force on Consolidation of Government and Unfunded Mandates. And I thought to myself, wow, that doesn't sound cool. I'm not saving children, you know. And it's about consolidation and delivering a more efficient, streamlined government. But there was a hunger for it, and on a bipartisan basis, I led a task force, and we made 27 recommendations, and we've seen a lot of those recommendations become law. And I want people to appreciate how important this is. So Illinois has the most units of local government than any other state in the union. Sometimes these units of local government are duplicative. They're overburdensome. We could possibly consolidate some. That is a lot. So I've been very proud of that, even though at the beginning I was hesitant. Something else that I'm very proud of is, as you heard, the Opioid Overdose Prevention Task Force. I co-chaired that task force, and I traveled the state implementing that our recommendations. And I'm very proud of that because there were, of course, a lot of sad parts about it. I had to console a lot of parents that lost their children, a lot of people that lost their loved ones to the epidemic. But by hearing people all across the state of Illinois, we were able to make significant changes. For instance, we now have a 1-800 number that people could call to ask questions from any part of the state, any time of the day, 7 days a week, 1-833 to find help. Something else that we did is the prescription monitoring program. We keep on hearing about the overprescribers. We needed to make it law that they let us know their prescribing practices so that we could track it, right? Track those overprescribers. And then, of course, you've heard of Narcan. It's what reverses an overdose and people experiencing that. So we have a standing order on it. So that right now you could go to Walgreens, get Narcan, and if somebody's experiencing an overdose, you could save lives. You could be a first responder today.
For statewide, I'm Daisy Contreras, and I'm here with Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti. She's the first Latina Lieutenant Governor in the country. Over the last few years, we've seen more women getting involved in government. What do you tell them that you wish you could have known when you first ran?
Well, I like to tell women to just get involved. So statistically, we need to be asked more often than our male counterparts to run. Statistically, we need to be convinced. And I always love to get out there and talk before women's groups and ladies that want to make a change in their communities. And I try to inspire them to run, be a mentor. And I also tell people, put your money where your mouth is. What does your administration look like? So in other words, I get out there and I let people know, A, American Dream is still very much alive. I don't have to be the first Latina lieutenant governor in the country. And I try to inspire people to be the next one and go even further and become the first Latina governor, all right, in the state of Illinois. And secondly, again, I tell people, find out what you could do internally to move the needle for women and minorities as well.
You mentioned that you want to see a Latina be governor of Illinois. Might you be that person?
You know, I've never said I cannot do something. You know, having failed the first grade, not knowing English, I've always been a fighter. And I've always believed my mother's words. And she would always tell me, Evelyn, en este país, tú puedes subir como la espuma. Evelyn, in this country, you could rise like the foam. So I've gone towards challenges, and yes, I've been afraid, but taken each and every one of them. I've never let anyone tell me that I cannot do it. And I've been challenged many times in life. So if you ask me whether I could be governor, I say, of course, yes. And if you ask me whether I could be president of these United States, I say yes. And if you ask me whether I could be celestial solar system queen, I will leave that to you.
Do you consider yourself a trailblazer?
You know, I get called that all the time. But no, because I consider myself a peligrosa. You know, I'm Hispanic. That is, what do you think it is?
Dangerous
female. I think that's so much better than trailblazer. But yeah, no, so I'm a first. And I had no idea that I was the first Latina lieutenant governor in the country until my swearing-in ceremony. They announced my name. I was coming out onto the stage with my family, and they said, the first Latina in the country. And that's when it dawned on me, the sense of responsibility now, being the first, to let those little girls in grade school that came from my same sort of background, that they could do exactly what I did and more.
So what's next for you? Do you have any plans to remain in government, working for government?
Well, I've always been involved. So I got my hands wet in politics when I was part of the Wheaton City Council. I cared for my community. I cared for my sidewalks, how attractive we were to businesses, and stuff like that. That's how I got involved. And then I stayed involved by doing Hispanic outreach as well as female outreach, as I was telling you before. And then I got the attention of this guy named Bruce Rauner, and I sent him a resume. So I guess when you ask me what's next, I don't know, but I do know this. I believe that we should all be involved. I believe that we all have a duty to get out there and vote and get out there and talk to our neighbors about the policies that form us and that are important to us. I think it's healthy. And that's why you're always going to see me in one way or another.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you.
That's Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti. Find out more about her at her website at statewideshow.com. Sanguinetti leaves office on Monday. Juliana Stratton will become the state's next Lieutenant Governor.